cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
We are back, and that was a very interesting interview with Jan Porter. She's doing a tremendous job. And we're going to go right now and take, let's go to Cleveland and take Ed. Ed, you're in the air. Hey, Carol, you just dropped off. Call back. Ed, you're in the air.
How you doing, Pastor Ernie?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm very sad. I don't know if it's legitimate or not, but the way that Ohio has gone with this voting, whether it's fraud or whatever the case might be, but it's very disappointing. But another thing that was on my mind is State of Israel. I don't know how legitimate it is or how much it's not, but the way things are going, no matter I think what people think, it seems like along with the United States, they're on a path of self-destruction. I was just wondering what you think about that.
Well, yeah, they are, but of course we know about that here. The Bible's pretty clear. All nations, once all nations turn against Israel, and God brings them down, you know, against Israel, that'll be Battle of Armageddon. We see right now, I mean, we could be very, very, very close to this right now. I remember when I was in Israel, and I stood there at that Valley of Megiddo. It is just huge, and I can see why the armies of the world chose to meet there. Well, they're going to meet there initially to do battle with each other, but then the Antichrist turns them all against the nation of Israel. Now, what's happening here, you've got a tremendous amount of deception out there on both sides. First of all, I want to say, you know, some people, those that should know better, are siding, and they're saying, well, they're not siding with Hamas, they're siding with the Palestinians. Well, you know, the Palestinians, first of all, the reason you can't get any of the Arab countries, why Egypt or Saudi Arabia, why none of the Arab countries would take the Palestinians in, you're going to have, is not because of the Palestinians, it's because mixed in with the Palestinians, it used to be the PLO, but you have Hamas and Al-Qaeda, and you have that, and that's what's coming here. That's what Obama, Biden, and the Antichrist Communist Party have been sending here to our country. They're coming here now. They're here, okay? And so that's the reason why. But Israel took them in. Israel actually took the Palestinians in. And let me tell you, you know, they treated them better than any of the Arab nations. Now, you have this Hamas. Hamas is a worse enemy to the Palestinians than Israel. Hamas uses these poor people as human shields. They tax them outrageous taxes and so on and so forth. But now you've got the communists have decided to go with Hamas. So you have NBC, ABC, CBS. You got all of these, the far left fake news media. They're embedded. They're embedded with Hamas. And they're there, they're watching their atrocities, and they're twisting and spinning, and they're going to put a spin on whatever George Soros says. Here's the narrative. That's the lie that they will report. They will report that lie. On the other side of that, you know, Israel's did some real big blunders, too. They're not squeaky clean. And so, you know, Israel has bombed some of its own kibbutzes.
Pastor, I'll let someone else get a chance, but correct me if I'm wrong. If you get beyond the facade of the so-called, whichever way your opinion goes, far that the chosen people, whatever the case might be, given the secularism, correct me if I'm wrong, but the state of modern day state of Israel is about as corrupt as and secular as the United States.
Now you're correct. They are. Israel is as bad as the United States, but see, they've always been a stiff-necked people. History repeats itself over and over. God blesses them. They prosper. They forgot where the blessing come from. They turn against God. He punishes them. He uses other nations to punish them and them to punish other nations. And then the cycle starts all over again, okay? And it's always been that way. But at the same time, there's a remnant, which is true Israel, you know, which, like Jesus said, when he referred to those that say they are Jews but are not, they're the synagogue of Satan. And he also refers to them as the seed but not the sons of Abraham. In other words, they're false. They're apostate Jews. And that's the majority of them in Israel.
I'm glad you said that, because I think that they're a modern-day Rothschild fabrication in many ways.
You're right. And so, anyhow. All righty. Well, thank you. Let's go out to Cleveland. We have Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Steve, how are you?
Doing good. Hey, I got Steve. Let me take that. Mr. Bannon had somebody on that sells pillows tonight, and he didn't say much, but he said one thing. He's got 50 states of voter fraud. He's not going to say anything, but he's got all the information. So I don't know if you heard that or not, but it was about 10 to 6 tonight on his program on Real America's Voice. But I've never seen him more confident in one thing. He has a plan of something, and he set out to do something, and he didn't say anything to anybody. But whatever bait he was using or whatever he was using, he said he got more information than he needed. But he sent all 50 states. So whatever voting went on, he's got what he was looking for, and he's going to be letting some stuff out pretty soon. So he said it on TV, so I just thought I'd call you and let you know.
Well, wherever you have mail-in ballots, you have voter fraud, and you have mail-in ballots in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
And you have sometimes a tremendous amount, right? I have articles right here where they caught people stuffing ballots. They're on film, you know. People bringing in and getting paid $10 for every ballot that they stuff, you know. And so there you go. Yeah, so it's, I mean, look. Again, I wanted to just say this. Whatever evil they can do, they will do. The Democratic mm-hmm. Party is completely corrupt. There's nothing in there at all that is not corrupted. It is totally corrupted. And in the Republican Party, you've got the rhinos in there, which virtually are nothing but Democrats. You've got a lot of corruption there, too.
The rhinos today are, I mean, I don't know how they can run as Republicans, but they're the word conservative, and I guess it's now populist too, but there is no middle independent or anybody. If anybody thinks, well, I'm just in the middle, I'm kind of just watching both sides. What they're really looking at is this is the most evil government I've ever seen.
And, yeah, it is.
And sleepy Joe Biden, Trump has got, there's some going to be breaking somewhere. I don't know. You know, they're talking about the sleeper cells and everybody that's in here and the borders being open. But one thing I never said to you that I saw before the election, before November 7th, Kamala Harris was walking through the Capitol, showed her on the news. But it's the way she was walking. She was just had that that strut and that look. And when I looked at it later on, it was like, we got a surprise for you. And you can just see this look in their eyes. And if people go back before November 7th, you know, election, and then watch 2019 and 20, how gas was $1.80, they're starting to fill up the oil reserves now. So they were filled up at about $30-$35 a barrel, you know, so it's like, I don't know even what it is now. But they just say what they're doing. We're going to go out and spend money. And the $50 trillion in 2035 or something like that, or 20, in like 7 or 8 years or time. I mean, they've got stuff left and right. But now people are saying, oh, the electric vehicles, you know, dealers are starting to, you know, manufacturers starting to back out of it. And car dealers know what they can sell. And it's so simple. But when you see a Toyota Prius, usually it's a Democrat driving it, meaning that if they have a certain sticker on the back and it says, you know, like they've been on vacation, or you'll see the old Biden, you know, Obama Biden stickers. Some of these cars that people drive, you could just tell how they're looking. But Rush Limbaugh just said one thing 2 months before. Don't even worry about the polls for president. Wait for, you know, until about 2 months out. But what he used to say was, he says, whatever they say, they're going to do the opposite, and eventually they're going to turn on each other. But you can count on it. Whatever they're going to do, they'll do it. And
well, you know, it's interesting because here you have, right now we're up against an unholy alliance between radical Islam, mm-hmm. who has got over 100 training camps in the United States right now for jihadist training camps right now. So there's an unholy alliance between radical Islam and communism. They don't like each other. They don't trust each other. But they have a saying that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So they have decided that it's Christians and Jews, that Christians and Jews are the enemies that they have to take out. Okay. Now, it's an interesting thing about Hamas, because I was listening to the son of the founder of Hamas. And a part of their mission statement is, or they, which their articles of faith, that when they take over a people or a country, those people either convert to their type of Islam or they should die. They have to die. They'll either, once they're in complete power, they'll either have to convert to their type of Islam or die. These, all these college kids out there that are caught up in this newest fad, these are la-la landers. Those kids, they're clueless. They are clueless. They're simple-minded. They've got no idea what they're doing. But anyhow, I got to move on, Steve. Thanks.
When Trump said online college for free, you think anybody was listening?
Yeah.
They're just looking at, why do I have these student loans? God bless you, sir. Thanks.
Well, thanks, Steve. Let's go out to, and I know we have. He's there. Is that you?
Olaf.
Ah, we got you.
Okay. I want to relate a psalm to what you were talking about earlier, but just briefly, three quick things to look at. One is the David Knight Show podcast today, 45 minutes in. It has a brief discussion on the shots and the graphene oxide issue as to what color it would be. Would it be black? Roy is saying it's not in there. Could it be yellow combining with sucrose, which is in the shots? But, you know, they can settle it. You know, they've already found that a lot of the vials are just graphene oxide, which is 1,000 times more conductivity than copper. The idea is to get people connected to the cloud. A second thing, the Sergeant Reports podcast episode with a woman, Dr. Diana Kauser, a former bodybuilder, it's interesting what she had to say about a diabetes injection given once a month. Supposed to get rid of fat cells, but it's also getting rid of the other tissue, and people's faces are getting sunken. And then she said, at this point, if a doctor wants to give you the COVID shot, just think in your head, psychopath. The third thing is on LifeSiteNews.com, there were two articles, one on the shedding, but one on very alarming, and that's what they're trying to do. In Brazil, this Da Silva said he took six shots. He's lying. He didn't take any, like all of these politicians. They didn't take any shots, actual shots. But they said as of 2024, which is weeks away, all children age 6 months to five must take the shot, COVID shot, annually, or the parents can be jailed, or the state can take the child away, and that will be what Brazil is going to try and enforce. So that, and they're doing this in conjunction with the WHO, so that tells you a lot about the WHO. What I want to bring up is Psalm 37, verses 1 to 7. There's two things there that relate to imprecatory prayer. One is this idea of the Lord will wither the wicked, and I think that's a good prayer for the abortionists and the transgender surgeons. You could totally wither them, the prayer, or just wither their right thumb, and they won't be able to do anything with their hands, with just the thumb alone. And the second thing that, in terms of judgment, bring forth judgment against these people like the noonday. And that's just bringing judgment up front and center, like what happened with Sodom and Gomorrah and the other three cities and the flood. What do you think of those verses as per imprecatory prayer?
Well, you know, that's the Psalm of David, and boy, David was good when it came to those imprecatory prayers. In verse 10, he says, "Yet for a little while the wicked shall not be." Well, let me go back to...
I think it's 6 and 7, the judgment.
Yeah, okay.
Like the noonday.
"And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath, and not fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be." And, of course, David was the king when he wrote those psalms. And so he had some things in mind for some of those that were the wicked people of his day. So he was actually telling his people out there, I know the wicked seem to be prospering, and the Lord Jesus said that God allows the wicked a little pleasure for a short season, because that's as good as it's going to get for them. After that, it's downhill for eternity. So,
yeah, it is interesting. A lot of the stuff they're doing, like with the shots, is very covert. You know, they're saying it's like the Venus flytrap. They're telling you they're completely lying about what it is. It's not a vaccine. It's you know, nobody got vaccinated. It's just poison. So
we were. Remember, 3 weeks before the first person took that, we told you that. Remember, it was three weeks. We were talking about what they're planning on giving the people, and we were telling you that this has been tested on only animals, and every single animal in the test died. Every single animal that they tried the vaccine on died.
And the animals they did not try it on lived with
right.
the illness, you know,
mm-hmm.
so.
There you go. Remember, whatever evil they can do, they will do.
Yeah. Oh, there's one more quick thing. You know, if you look at Psalm 84, this relates a little bit to, you know, the prosperity preachers. I was thinking about this. It says, it's better to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to be in the tents of the world. Rather be a doorkeeper than in the tents of the wicked. I was thinking of one of my uncles. He opened the door for Brooklyn Tech when he was in high school. I don't know why they would let the high school kid open the door, so he was like a doorkeeper. But that tells me that the Lord will have something for you, even if it's not spectacular. If you go with the Lord, he'll have something, which is what they should say, like when they preach. Not that he'll have something spectacular, but he will have something.
Yeah, well, you know, in that psalm, he talks about how amenable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yes, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yet the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow has a nest for herself. Now, you know, I just want to say, again, God's ways, remember here how the Lord Jesus chose not to be born in a mansion. He could have been born in Solomon's temple, but he wasn't. He chose to totally disregard the things, the so-called wealth the people put their trust in today. And this is why Jesus, when he said it's easier for a rich man or for a camel to fit to the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into heaven, it's because those that are very wealthy have a tendency to trust in their wealth and not God. And how many, now I've known a few wealthy men that give all the credit to God, but the vast majority, you talk to people like Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg or most all of these so-called millionaires and billionaires, Howard Hughes, remember, and they don't give God any credit at all, okay? I've heard him say that God had nothing to do with this. I earned it myself, remember?
Yeah, sure, Howard Hughes. Yeah, that was, you know, this guy was the maybe the wealthiest person in America at one point.
Yeah, he was. All right, thanks, Cliff. Let's go out to San Diego with Jack. Hey, Jack.
So, you know, I wonder how many people have noticed that since this last month where we've been covering the war with Israel and Hamas and the Palestinians, there's been next to no coverage of what's going on in the Ukraine. And
there's been some, but not, you're right, it's not been a lot. And always remember, they will always use whatever they will take, every crisis they can use to their advantage. Now, one of the things you haven't seen a lot of is that the Biden, they've been, the House Oversight Committee now, they're subpoenaing some of the Biden crime families. They're subpoenaing Hunter, Uncle Joe, what's his name, Uncle Jimmy, and a number of the women, what is it, I guess, Melissa Cohen, Sarah Biden. And so, but there's been a lot of going on. Merrick Garland has been on the hot seat. And this guy sits there and he just lies under oath. He just totally lies under oath. I mean, blatant things, you know absolutely that he's lying about. And Chris Ray, too, Chris Ray. Now, Chris Ray's out there telling us, well, now, we think we might have some attacks on our property, on our land here in America with some of these radicals. Now, you know, my question is, are you going to be on their side or ours, Chris? Because up to now, you haven't been on our side. You haven't been on America's side, okay?
And, well, what I wanted to do tonight was to bring everybody up to date on what is happening in the Ukraine. Since our tax dollars is going to support Ukraine, we should know that Ukraine is operating under martial law and that Zelensky in this last month has canceled all the elections. He says it's no time to have elections during war. Well, look, we could find ourselves in that position very easily. Elections are canceled and martial law is declared by Biden. And guess what? He'll stay in office. But during this time, Russia has been active. Russia has left the nuclear test ban treaty. And just in the last few days, Russia has canceled out on the armed forces treaty they have with Europe. Now, what does that mean? That treaty put limits on troops and military personnel and military machinery, where you could, how much you could have and where it could be positioned. So there's no limits now to how much military equipment and military personnel Putin can put up on the borders with its European counterparts. And also, I believe, his intention is to move to the front lines tactical nuclear weapons. So I wanted to ask you and your audience this question. Has everybody noticed by any chance how many references are being made daily about World War III?
Yeah, we hear it all the time.
Because this is a type of thing that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, I think, Jack, we're actually already in World War III. We're not in, we have not been in the, you know, the actual nuclear part of it yet, but we are in the, right here, I would be surprised right here in America, because what they're doing is they're turning, they're dividing people in all the countries. They're dividing the people, the countryside against the countryside. And I will be surprised, unless we have intervention from the Lord, I don't see how America can avoid a civil war. You're getting, both sides are becoming more and more hostile. And they're looking, I mean, they're planning already for this spring. The Communist Party, which are called Democrats today, they're planning on bringing out and going into the cities and starting to burn down the cities. But they've already been saying out there that they're going to go to the countryside and shoot white people, white children. So,
okay, so I want to ask you a question. There's they're promoting a book on TV about the rapture. And in the commercial, it shows people just like blinking out, and they're there and then they're not there. And so when I was in high school, there was a required reading of certain books. One was Hiroshima by John Hershey, which was an eyewitness account of what happened to people right after the A-bombs were dropped on Hiroshima. And some people evaporated, and there was nothing left of them. And some people had their bones and their skeletons x-rayed on the walls and on the cement sidewalks, and that was all that was left of them. So I'm wondering, could it be possible that the rapture is really going to be World War III, and it's going to be the millions of people that just evaporate and disappear from a hydrogen bomb? And oh, by the way, talk to young people today. They don't even know what a hydrogen bomb is or what it can do.
There's a whole lot that young people today don't know, I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah, they're dumber than dumb.
Yeah, it's not good. It's pitiful. It's very,
so
very pitiful.
So I wanted to think, do you think that World War III and people being zapped and evaporated, no trace of them left, could that possibly be the rapture?
No, not at all. Let me tell you where, now, the ad I saw that you're running, I think it's David Jeremiah that's running that ad.
That's correct.
But now, here's the problem, I mean, with that. I mean, what he's saying is true. That's going to happen. But when the rapture takes place, you're not going to see, you're going to see a pile of clothes on the ground. You're going to see dentures. You're going to see artificial shoulders and hips. All of that stuff will be left behind. In fact, some believe that they'll be in a pile of blood, because the Bible says that flesh and blood is not going to be into heaven. Now, others believe, no, the blood will be turned, converted. But But that's what you'll see when that does happen. It's not going to be just nothing there. You're going to see piles of clothes around and these things left. And all kinds of catastrophes going to happen. You'll have, like you say, pilots driving airplanes that are going to be gone. People, all kinds of things. People in cars. And all of a sudden, the cars won't have a driver in them anymore. Who knows? I mean, all of the different things. Even in the battlefield out there, all of a sudden you'll have uniforms and rifles laying on the ground, and the soldiers will be gone, those that are saved.
You're talking about the rapture, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so just bear in mind this. If there is World War III, and everybody, China and Russia and the United States, they all unleash their thousands of nuclear warheads, and it produces a nuclear winter, it could very easily be an extinction event. So just picture every major city in the world looking like Gaza today, or parts of the Ukraine. Now remember the rubble when the Twin Towers fell, and it was a cloud of smoke and dust and rubble? That was only two high-risers. Imagine if the entire city of New York was to be reduced to a pile of rubble. This is where you get your nuclear winter. And isn't it ironic that all the people that are so concerned about the environment, they don't pay any attention to the possibilities of World War III and what nuclear weapons can do to the environment? It very well could be an extinction event. And then what happens to the prospects of the rapture? There'll be nobody left to rapture.
Well, that whole environmental movement is simply a ripoff. It's a hoax. It's just simply a con job. It's fleecing the people for money. It's all about money and power and control.
I know, but just think of it. How hypocritical it is to portray yourself as so concerned about the environment, but you have no concern about stockpiles of nuclear weapons. What do you think if they're unleashed? What do you think it's going to do to the environment? It'll wreck the environment for hundreds of years.
Well, that's true. But you see, I think one of the reasons that we have these stockpiles of nuclear is because they know that nobody can win a nuclear war. You can't win one. Everybody loses.
That doesn't mean that somebody won't be nuts enough to start a war. And once
it starts,
you have to retaliate, and it feeds on itself.
Absolutely. Well, this is why you're talking about
the principle of mutually assured destruction. But
yeah.
Look, there's people out there like Joe Biden. Do you think he cares if he started World War III? He's got one foot in the grave now. What? I couldn't think of a worse leader to have at this particular time when we are on the verge of World War III. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. And he's so old and feeble, the likelihood is he'll make the wrong decisions.
Yeah, he's done a lot of that. I got to move on, but thanks, Jack. We'll be back after this.
And now the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know. He did it his way. Regrets, he's had none. Not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. Plan each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, he did it his way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true, there was never anything that he couldn't do. My faith in him never was any doubt. What he said, he carried out. All in all, as I recall, he did it his way. He lived, he suffered and died, but he arose in power and glory. In him, I now abide, for history is just his story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it his way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way.
All right, he did it his way. He's doing it his way. And boy, at the end of the day, God's going to get his way. And let's go to Michigan and Ryan. Ryan, you're in the air.
You heard this. Actually heard some good news about the election Tuesday. I had the Dan Bongino show on yesterday, and the whole of the state of New York went red. For 20 years, they've been blue, and every single county went red.
Wow, that is some good news. We didn't hear that, huh?
Oh, I know. Nobody's reporting. I didn't hear anywhere about it on his show. And he said, well, that's what it takes. Things get so bad, people will rise up. And he said even like Brooklyn, I guess, even though the real, you know, all of them, every count, every the whole state went red. He just got set up. And that's what it takes. They had so bad, I guess.
Well, what you guys are doing, what we have to do here in Ohio, and we're working to set an example, we're going to neutralize, we're going to fight like Christians with our eyes upon the cross. We're going to neutralize issue one. And when we do that, you folks in Michigan can see how we do it and do the same thing to Proposition 3.
Uh-huh. I recommend for you and your listeners to pull his show up yesterday. It was a really good show. It was really positive. You didn't think the election was, the results were that bad. I mean, there were some good things that happened.
Well, we picked up a lot of school board seats here in Ohio, so that was good.
You know, maybe California will follow, too, because they have a really bad, maybe I don't see how they put up with that governor this long, but.
Governor Newsom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, I thank you very much. You have yourself a good one. Let's go to Tom. But back to Michigan. We got Tom in Michigan.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to give you an early thank you. I know Saturday is Veterans Day. I just want to say thank you for your sacrifice, and that goes for Pastor Joe and all the other veterans out there. I won't talk to you beforehand. I just wanted to say that. And what's a little disturbing about all these global elites is that they don't really care about World War III. They don't care about anybody. As they get their underground bunkers that are paid for by the taxpayers, and they get enough supplies to last them for who knows how long. And just so they really don't care what's going on. Yeah, that's my opinion. But thanks for everything that you do, and have yourself a good night.
Well, you did the same, and thank you, too, and for calling in. And that was a very good call. And you know, you're right, but you see, here's what they're going to have an extremely rude awakening, because it's not to them, it's not to their call. When their soul is required of them, that's God's call. And so these liberals out there that think, we'll go to the bunkers, and I know you're right, they do. They have, and it's going to be set up for them. But you know what? Even in the bunkers, they're not out of God's reach, are they? So, all right. Well, I thank you so much, Tom. Let's go. Well, let's go to Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? Are you ready for me to give the invitation?
Well, not yet. You have, I think you have about 12 minutes. How much time does he have? How much time do we have there?
Okay. We got about 12 minutes. Yeah, you're right.
Pastor.
Yeah.
I just want to say, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, it says that, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And it says, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Recently in Ohio, very wicked and very foolish people voted in a woman's so-called right to murder her baby right up to the time of delivery. And they're celebrating on that, but they don't realize the Bible says that he that diggeth the pit shall fall into it, and they're going to fall into a horrible pit of corruption and sorrow and death. They're going to reap what they're doing. So they're celebrating right now, but boy, that celebration is going to turn to horror, because they can't violate God's laws and murder innocent babies and everything else like that and get away with it. Plus, this marijuana is supposed to be the stronger brand of marijuana than ever been put out, and this is going to wreak havoc with their children and grandchildren and this whole country too. So it's they're patting themselves on the back for being fools is what it comes down to.
Well, you already have. First of all, you're absolutely right. These, the Bible says those that hate God love death, and here I've been hearing them celebrating. Celebrating, we have the right, and I'll never forget one time when I was out preaching in front of the bloody abortion mill, a young whore came up, and in her vile language, I can't use the word she used, but to describe her nasty self, but she had said she had already killed six babies. She's been there and already killed six, and she said today will be the seventh one. And she said, and I says, if you know you're killing your children, and she said babies, she said my babies, why are you doing it? She said, because that's my right. I have the right to do it. This, let me tell you what you have. You have the right to burn in hell, and that's what will happen unless you repent. That's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to be burning in hell. So you do that. The wickedness is continuing, as the Bible says, the righteous will become more righteous, and the wicked will become more wicked. And we're seeing that. I mean, we're, 10 years ago you thought, well, they couldn't become any more wicked than they are. But they actually are. They've actually gone woke and become more wicked out there. So the left is in for a real, real rude awakening, I'm afraid.
Right. Their wickedness has driven them to insanity is what it's come down to.
Absolutely. It is. You're right. It is. In so many different areas there today. And you know what? All of these, every single case so far that I've read about where these kids have gone and been mutilated and transed over. In fact, today I had a woman called and left a message if I would talk to her daughter who was transing. Well, I called the number, but the number belonged to a fax machine. It wasn't her. She gave me the wrong number. It was a fax machine. But every single one of these young people that have gone and gotten mutilated and transed over regret it. Every one that I know of wish they hadn't have done it. And, you know, we keep telling people over and over and over. You know, it reminds me of Forrest Gump. You know, old Forrest Gump. It's as stupid is as stupid does, huh?
That's so, for sure. And, you know, every one of these kids that get transed over, they say there's a big amount of them that are committing suicide because they're losing their sense of identity into it by these wicked school systems that are run by Marxist people that want to destroy our children. And then once they listen to their teachers, they got faith in their teachers, they get transed over to another sex. After a while, they lose all their sense of identity, and the suicide rate, I heard, is just really going up high.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, and amongst these young kids, and now, you know, they've gotten them on drugs here in Ohio. They're going to be pushing that very, very potent marijuana. And, you know, I've seen a number of these kids already that even from the Vietnam War, some of the soldiers that I knew that over there, they got in the pot. I mean, they really got heavy on it. And when we come out, I went years later, and the very same guys, Rich is the guy who I'm thinking of right now. He may be listening to me tonight. He's never held a job. Here was a guy that was a young, smart, and bright guy, energetic. He got doing that, and he loved the high. And to this day, he's not able to hold a job. He just sits around all day long, and he still does the pot. But his mind is gone. I mean, it's gone. You might say it's gone to pot, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
So, anyhow, that was a very good prayer breakfast we had this morning. That the prayer amongst those men was intense, and that's exactly what this country needs. What took place this morning, and so
that's right. These people, you know, like in Psalms 2, it says that they'll say let's break their bands from us. They want to break the any control the Lord has over them, and they're just giving their lives to the devil. And the devil always double crosses his own. All these Satanists and witches, that's one thing they're going to learn the hard way, and all these other foolish people that follow Satan's leading. The devil always double-crosses his own.
You're right. Well, you can go ahead and give that invitation now. You've got about 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay, it's very simple. Everybody here that's listening to my voice right now, you'd rather go to heaven than go to hell. And the Bible only has one way, and that's found in John 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, you, out here in the world, you got all kinds of people telling you join my church and you'll go to heaven. Do these good works, you'll go to heaven, and everything else like that. But the Bible says there's only one way. Jesus said he is the way. When he died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the righteous payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. Our sins had to be paid for, and God allowed Jesus to pay that righteous payment in our place on that cross. But that payment don't become yours automatically. When Jesus died on that cross, he said three words. He said, it is finished. That means all the work necessary for you and I to go to heaven has been done by Jesus. God's righteous judgment demanded sin be paid for. And either you pay for your sins by going to hell for all eternity, or you accept the payment Jesus paid in your place on that cross. And you can't add to it. He did it all. And John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, To them gave he the power to become the sons of God. That power is God's Holy Spirit. It gives you a new birth into the family of God spiritually the moment you open up your heart in true repentance over sin and ask Jesus to come into your heart. See, God said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That's Luke 13:3. Repentance is admitting something to God he knows already anyway. And without Jesus Christ in our hearts, we're just a bunch of dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinners on our road to hell. And we can't save ourselves no matter if you quit sinning right now and never sin again the rest of your life. Just the sins you've already done would keep you from going to heaven. But you could be the worst sinner in town and turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior and really mean it. And he'll come in and his blood can wash away any sin you've ever done, no matter how bad, no matter how much. And he's leaving it up to you. Revelation 3:20 said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, in other words, hear my word, which you're doing right now, and open that door through prayer, that's what I was talking about, he'll come into you and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross. And Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. In other words, right there God's telling you, your salvation, your going to heaven, is a free gift. You can't earn it. This is because Jesus did all the work. And I can't emphasize that enough, because the major voices in the world today are telling you, you got to do something. Your human effort gets you to heaven, and it don't. Nobody's going to be walking around heaven patting himself on the back saying, I got here because I was such a good person, because I gave money to the church or did good works. We're going to be giving Jesus Christ all the praise and all the glory for getting us to the heaven. So God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. And he's simply saying that come to him and cast all your care upon him, ask him to save you, and he'll do it. And so if you want to do that, you can do it right now in a simple prayer of faith. I'd be glad to lead you in a simple prayer of faith, a few words at a time, and you can repeat after me if you'd like. But even though we'd be praying together, it'd be directly between you and God, because only you can open up the door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in. So if you'd like to do that with him knocking at the door of your heart right now, let's do it. Oh, dear God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I confess unto you that I've sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed. And I come for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your payment that you paid for me on that cross, asking you to come into my heart and cleanse me from all my sins and give me eternal life. And, Lord, only you can save my soul. That my church can't save me. The Pope can't save me. Billy Graham can't save me. My uncle can't save me. No, nobody can save me, God, no matter who they are or how good they are. Only you, Lord Jesus, because only you had the pure, sinless blood of God himself going through his veins, because you are God manifest in the flesh. And so I ask you to come into my heart. Only your blood can wash away my sins, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, Ephesians 1:7. So, God, thank you for coming into my heart right now and giving me eternal life and a home in heaven. And, God, I just thank and praise you forever. And 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. How do you know? Because God made you a promise. And if you prayed that prayer just now and really meant it, he's come into your heart already and given to you that payment he paid for in the cross. And God cannot lie. He said he's given you eternal life for the moment you did that. So if you died right now, according to God's promise and your prayer, heaven would be your home. And that's
all right. Very good.
Years from now.
Thanks,
so go ahead,
Al.
Pastor.
But we're out of time. So as we get to this time every night, we do this. We always say good night. God
bless.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.